Right, here we are for the fourth late lunch with Gaynor. We've already had tagliatelle, we've had cauliflower cheese, we've had quiche. What's today, Gaynor?
Today, Kevin, we're making spicy meatballs in tomato sauce.
Oh, lovely. Come on then, what are you going to do?
Right, so starting with the balls, I've got 250 grams of mince, which will make 12 balls. 500 grams makes 24 balls, so it's quite a lot of balls. And into that, I'm not going to look at that list, I'm going to break an egg, which is a binding thing, crumbled up OXO cube.
Yeah. So that's just ordinary mince you buy in any
shop? Yeah, just ordinary mince. The leaner the mince, the better, really.
Yeah.
3 teaspoons. That always happens.
Oh, who is it this time?
I don't know. Sorry.
It's people looking for tips, isn't it?
Yeah, well.
They've heard what you're cooking.
They want to have some.
Yeah.
3 to 4 teaspoons of sweet chilli dipping sauce.
Right. Where'd you get that from?
Any supermarket.
Just buy it.
Yeah, it's really cheap because it's nice. If you have a packet of prawn crackers in the evening, it's nice to dip in. And about a tablespoon of tomato ketchup.
Okay.
So that's mince, OXO, egg, chili dipping sauce, tomato sauce,
and there's more.
A quarter of a teaspoon of chili powder.
Right. Bit of chili.
If you're doing the 500, I'd put half a chilli powder in.
Right, half a teaspoon of chilli powder.
And a quarter for 250 grams of mince.
Oh, okay. So if you feed in a family of four, you're...
I'd go with a 500.
500 grams of mince to start with.
Yeah, but this will do a nice romantic meal for two with a bit of spaghetti and
lovely.
A bottle of wine.
Lovely. Bottle of wine as well.
Definitely.
Is that what we're having today?
No.
Oh. Yeah.
Right, it goes very squishy.
Yeah.
And it's very... I'm doing
would
it
you
very
like the sound effects now? Listen.
Squishy.
Oh, it sounds great.
So then, if it looks a bit wet, you can crumble in some breadcrumbs to dry it up a bit.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter because it makes it nice and juicy anyway.
Yeah.
So then you just take a handful of the mixture, or a small handful, and make them so about the size of a golf ball.
And you don't need to mix it for long, do you?
No, it's just squitching it together.
Squitching it?
Squidging it. Squishing.
That's a recipe term, is it? Squish.
Well, you know my recipe terms. Bung it in, squish it about.
Grab a handful
of this, yeah.
Yeah.
Just cooking.
Yeah.
So out of this, we should get 12 balls of about the size of a golf ball.
Okay.
So in a wok or frying pan, put about a dessert spoon of vegetable oil, olive oil generally.
So anybody like me who hasn't got a wok, you just need a
big frying pan. Yeah.
Okay.
And into that, which I have got this on, you take your balls and drop them in, and they should sizzle. Obviously, mine's not hot enough yet. There you go. Perfect cooking. They take about 10 to 15 minutes to cook.
Okay.
And you just keep turning, you let them sit there for a while in a little bit of oil. And while you're doing the oil, you can be making the sauce. Not while you're doing the oil, while you're doing the meatballs, you can make the sauce.
Right.
So, sorry, my brain's not working today.
No, it's all right. Mine never works, so you're all right.
I think doing this in the mornings for me, I'm more on it. So many things happen during the day.
For those of you listening on podcast, it's now the afternoon.
It is now.
Whatever time you're listening, it's the afternoon. Yeah.
It's just making it in at the end of a working day.
Yeah.
In a very busy community centre.
Yeah.
Is.
Well, you're making me feel bad now, Gaynor.
Good. That's my intention. Right. So while they're sizzling in this pan. You can go back for the sizzle in a minute because it's just not
sizzling. Right, it's not sizzling.
Oh, no, it is. Look, listen. See?
Can you hear that?
It's sizzling now.
Yeah.
Right, then you put your other hob on, ring on. Saucepan.
Your other hob on?
Well,
Gaynor.
Oh, no, sorry.
Come on.
Do you want to start again? Right, in a saucepan with some olive oil a half a diced onion and and a clove of garlic. That's why it's not, look at that, that's why it's not cooking.
I'm not going to tell everybody that you put it on the wrong ring.
I put it on the wrong ring. I'm sorry.
It's all under control, everybody.
It just goes to prove you can still make food and be a complete disaster in the kitchen, because that's what I'm doing today. So in the oil pan, you have your onion and your clove of garlic. That's just sliced up or crushed, doesn't really matter.
Uh-huh.
And then a diced tomato. And anyone that says, well, I don't like tomatoes, but I like tomato sauce, that's fine. Just use the tomatoes, because we're going to blend it in a minute and it looks just like tomato sauce.
Okay.
So,
just roughly chopped tomatoes, roughly chopped onions.
Yeah, maybe finely diced onion.
Finely
and
diced.
Sliced garlic or crushed garlic.
Okay.
It's really... Have you learned by now that I'm just a bung it in person?
I'm getting that impression.
Yeah. It's just make it easy, make it fun, make it quick. Turn your balls over after about 5 minutes. Just so that they brown evenly on all sides.
Yeah. There's no way of avoiding this. We've just got to keep saying balls, haven't we?
Well, we do. Yeah, I did think when I thought about the balls, I thought this can go badly wrong.
This is a family show, though.
Yeah.
And we're talking meatballs here.
Spicy meatballs.
So stop sniggering at the back.
Right. So I've just given them a turn. And they're still sizzling nicely. And the onions are slowly softening in the saucepan.
Yep.
So what I'm going to add to that now is... a tin of chopped tomatoes.
Right.
I know it sounds like it's tomato-y. That's because it's tomato sauce. And another 4 to 5 teaspoons of chilli dipping sauce.
Okay.
Which adds a nice lot of sweetness to it. Sweet chilli sauce, not very hot, fiery, burn your mouth off. I was going to say something else then.
I know you were.
And then about 1/4 teaspoon of chilli powder.
Okay. Listen to that sizzle.
It is really sizzling.
Yeah.
And a good tablespoon of tomato ketchup.
Wow, this is tomato.
It's very tomato-y, but it works really well. And you can put this on, you serve it with spaghetti. It's proper spaghetti and meatballs all covered in cheese stuff.
And now it's getting a bit nippy at night. This is a great recipe, isn't it?
It is. It's good, warming, comfort food.
Yeah.
And it doesn't actually take that long to cook.
No.
What you can do... I just need to get another spoon. Sorry.
Right, Gaina's running down the kitchen now. She's running back. Here she is.
That's better. I couldn't get a grip on my balls before.
Thank you, Gaina.
So, well, I was using the wrong utensil. There we go.
Okay.
So what you can do is make your meatballs ahead of time.
Yeah.
Pop them in a casserole dish.
Yeah.
And then cover them with the sauce and then warm it through when you want it, so make it in advance.
Yeah, so you could make those first and just leave them aside for 1/4 hour or something.
Yeah,
while you do sauce.
Yeah, you can just make it all at once if you don't want to eat there and then.
Yeah.
Just make it, put it in the fridge. Then when you want it, put it in the oven for about 20 minutes.
Okay.
So it's one of those proper convenient family dinners.
And it's just common sense that tells you when the meatballs are done, is it? They're just browned on both sides.
They're browned on both sides, and then to be honest, if you cut one open slightly, you can see if it's cooked in the middle. It's just when and mince doesn't take that long to cook anyway.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're about another 4 or 5 minutes and they'll be done.
Yeah.
So your sauce comes to the boil and you take it off the heat. And into that, a sprinkling of salt and a sprinkling of pepper.
Okay.
And then a pinch of sugar.
Okay.
Just a pinch of sugar.
Why?
Because it adds sweetness. It takes the acidity out of the tomatoes and just makes it sweeter.
Right.
So, and I'm all for a bit of sweetness. I am going to ask you to stand out of the way in a minute.
All right. Because okay.
For one reason, but just stay where you are there.
Yeah.
I'll go here. But the reason is because I'm going to switch on the blender.
Ah, right.
And when I'm switching on the blender, it's going to make a really loud noise.
Okay.
And you're going to get covered in tomato sauce.
Don't want that.
So bear with me a second.
Right.
I'm standing back as well. It's hot.
Well, that is pretty good blending, I've got to say.
It's not, is it? What have I just done?
Yeah, you've made a nice pattern on your T-shirt, Gaina.
I have.
Yeah, and probably on my glasses.
Yep, and up my arm. And good tip, don't wear a white T-shirt when you're making a red tomato sauce with a blender.
Yeah.
Unless you've got a full covering, like a child's apron. I obviously need one of those. So my balls are almost done. I'm giving them one more turn.
Ah, okay.
Right, my balls are broken, but I do have some balls I've made earlier so that Kevin can taste them.
Okay. And this has only taken from start to near finish about 12 minutes. That's pretty good going.
It isn't bad, is it?
No.
So, hang on, which one is it? That one. I'm turning that one off, turning that one off. What I'm going to do for this is I'm going to add the sauce to the pan with the meatballs in. This is another way of doing it.
Yeah.
So that can just simmer away.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to pour the sauce on top of the balls I cooked earlier.
Okay.
So that Kevin can taste it and drop it all over his T-shirt.
Lovely.
So,
right, am I coming over there now?
Notice I haven't used any cheese this week.
I didn't notice that.
Did you not?
No. Hey, look. How did she know we were eating?
It's Kim.
Kim?
Kim, yeah, she does know when I'm in.
Hello, Kim.
Hi.
Kim's walked in from the cafe.
Wow.
Come and sit down, Kim. You want to sit there? Right, tell us your name. Kim.
Kim Allen.
Kim Allen.
Yeah.
And are you a regular at the cafe? By any chance?
Yes. I'm furniture.
Furniture?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you don't look like furniture. But, hang on.
I'm ready.
Look, Kim's just walked in, having done nothing at all, and she's got a knife and fork before me.
Well, I'm jolly sorry, Kevin. But Kim is one of our...
Yeah.
She is part of the furniture.
That's nice.
We have our own cafe baby with Kim.
Oh, I know. I've met your baby.
She's awake, actually, now.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's normally asleep, isn't she?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She loves the cat.
Go on, dig in. How old is she?
13 weeks.
13. And you look really relaxed, despite that. Is she well-behaved?
Yeah.
She?
And she's the calf baby, so everyone looks after her. We all do it together.
Do you? Yeah. You just leave her here at night, then?
I'm afraid you'd need me for that bit. But in the day, we all...
Yeah, that's lovely. How long have you been coming here?
Sorry, I couldn't wait.
Honestly? Right, I'm going to have my mouthful now, then, since you started.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what
lovely.
I was going to say is you could put cheese on top of that.
Cheese?
Do you know,
we don't want cheese.
No, you don't even need it.
No, we don't. Oh, no. It's nice and spicy.
Mm. And that's really good with your special diet that you're on as well, because it's all low-fat stuff.
Yeah.
Go on, tell us about that then.
I have been doing Slimming World.
Mm-hmm.
And before Slimming World, I'd come in here and I would get really excited and eat everything. And then I thought, right, okay, I've got to now tackle the baby weight.
Yeah.
So I started Slimming World and I came in one day and I was like, I've got two other little girls. I thought, I'm going to get them some lunch. I'm going to have a cup of tea. And she said, why are you only having a cup of tea? And I was like, oh, there's nothing I can eat. And she was like, oh, yeah, there is. And she said, about all this different stuff. And I was like, wow, yeah. Amazing. From that moment on, I can eat in here. There's always something I can eat.
Yeah. But you're still on a diet.
Yeah, following it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm following it 100%. Not cheating at all. And yeah, it's always. So, and I said to Gaynor, you don't find that in like anywhere else you go. It's never. You can never like go into a normal. Not I say a normal calf, but you can never go into just any other calf and. You can have a salad, and that's literally it. Or whereas here, there's so much that I can eat, and I don't feel like I'm on a diet when I'm in here.
Well, that's good.
You know, or little things like Gaynor noticed that there's a drink I like, and she always makes sure that there's more of it in stock. And it's amazing.
You get well looked after.
Everyone needs an Izzy calf.
Yeah. So is that what we call it now, Izzy calf?
I do.
Yeah. But everybody else knows it as Isabel Community Cafe on Furlong.
At the Downside Community Centre.
Yeah.
But it is like a family. Yeah. To everyone. So we had someone come in the other week, and she'd never been in before. And how it works is, even if you're at another table or whatever, we all kind of just talk together. Mm-hmm. And when she came to leave in, like, she joined in with all the conversation, and she was like, it's really nice. Like, I like how it is just everyone's friendly. It's like one big, like a family. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to be with someone when you come in, because you can guarantee that someone's going to be there chatting to you. Or
how long have you lived around here?
I moved in 2008.
Okay.
But I didn't actually know about the calf, and it was only when they moved to the front of the building that, and I was pregnant with my little one, that I noticed and came in, and I was like, wow, I really like it.
And were you here. Did you feel a bit isolated before, or
I didn't really do a lot. If I wasn't going out and like meeting like family, my family's in Shanklin, then I didn't really do a lot. But now I'm always here, so I'm never on my own.
Well, I noticed that.
I think she was the first person you met before me.
Yeah, she was. I met you and your baby, didn't I? The very first day I came in.
I talked to anyone, me.
Yeah, thanks for that. Even me. Right. Anyway, I'm going to have another one of these. What do you reckon, Kim? Could you save me some, or?
Well,
Kayna's not eating it. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
She's just sitting there watching us.
No, it's lovely.
Yeah, well, that's because I had some bacon lasagna earlier that I made.
Yes. I tasted that.
So, you describe that to us. What do you like about it?
I like it because I'm a fan of chilli. But I like it when you make a chilli. I like it when you get the little lumps of, like, the bigger lumps of meat.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're like the chili meatballs is right actually up my street.
Yeah.
I like the firm, definitely. You know, the
mouthfully. It's just the right amount of chili in it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really sort of warming.
Yeah.
Sorry, I love you. Don't want to know what's going through my head about my firm balls. It's just. Oh, I'm really sorry. Really sorry.
It's time to stop.
This is the calf. This is the calf. This is it.
I know.
See, look. If anyone ends up, you know, listening, and you know, doesn't get out and come to the calf.
Okay.
We
look after you.
We always want more friends.
Brilliant.
You know, come and join.
Well said, Kim. Well, I'll be back next week. Yeah. Go on, you carry on.
I might have to be back next week.
Should you have a bit more?
Yeah.
Go on. Oh, Gaynor. Sorry. Thanks, Gaynor.
That's all right. Anytime.
It's really nice, isn't it? Anyway, shall we carry on without her now? Right.